Trees. It's time now to take five for your community. I'm very happy this morning to be joined by Gary Hackney. Gary is the director of the Good Samaritan Foundation. And Gary, first of all, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Arvin. It's great to be here on your show.
Appreciate you coming over here this morning.
Yeah, I was a little worried about the roads on my way over. My truck was totally covered with snow and ice, but the roads were good.
Yeah, first day of spring, huh?
Exactly. First day of spring.
All right, Gary, appreciate you coming over here. Let's talk about the Good Samaritan Foundation and what they do.
All right. Well, I think most people are aware of Good Samaritan Hospital and all the different services that we provide, established in 1908. And about 40% of the employees of Good Samaritan live in Lawrenceville or Lawrence County or Illinois. And so we feel like we have a pretty good connection with Lawrence County as a hospital. About 2,000 people work there. I've been with the organization for 10 and a half years. Prior to that, I had a career in public education and was offered the opportunity to go to Good Samaritan and work in their education and training department back in 2007. Since then, I've transitioned to a couple of other roles, did a little bit of leadership development for a while, and for about the last 2.5 years, I've been the director of our foundation. The foundation is an independent, not-for-profit organization, and because of that, the foundation is able to do a few things sort of outside the realm of the hospital, if you will. We can sometimes take care of some issues for some families or patients, patients' families, mm-hmm. or physician offices, maybe when there's no other way to take care of that issue.
Sure.
We have several different funds in the hospital foundation, Good Samaritan Foundation, and those funds are generally attached to different departments. And so the way that we generate our funds is obviously through donations. Sometimes those donations are attached to events. We're kind of like a typical foundation. We have an annual golf outing.
Right.
In the fall, we have what we call a gala, a kind of a formal event with music, and we have auctions, and then we'll have other small things. Like, for example, last week we helped facilitate a lunch event, which was called Taco in a Bag, and you've heard of that, mm-hmm. where people will make a donation of $5, and they'll get their lunch provided, and then that donation goes to a cause.
Right.
And so there's lots of different opportunities, and you would be amazed, Arvin, at the kinds of things that come our way that people really just don't think about. Here's an example. About a year ago, we had a family that had had an automobile accident, and they were brought to the emergency room. Now, no one was injured, thankfully, in that automobile accident, but there were some children in the car. They were all in car seats. Well, I didn't know this, and maybe you do. Once an automobile is in a car accident, all car seats in that automobile are considered to be compromised. In other words, they're no longer viable.
Yeah. Right.
And so before those children could go home with their mom, new car seats had to be purchased. They didn't have the means to purchase those car seats, and so the ER contacted the foundation and said, what do you think about car seats? And so we literally went to the store and purchased car seats in a timely manner so that those children would have a way to get home.
Okay, so when something like this, a need like that comes up, what's the process? How many people are involved in decision-making, yay, nay?
Great question. The foundation in itself really does not have the power to just do something. So,
right.
For example, let's say we have a patient that needs some medication, and we don't do a lot of medication, but oftentimes there'll be a patient that will have, maybe they're going home from the hospital and their prescription hasn't been filled, and so just for the meantime, they'll say, we need some medication. Well, that person can't bring their prescription to the foundation and we'll fill it. That has to always go through a process called a donated funds request. And that request either has to come from a physician, a nurse manager, a department. And so once those hurdles have been cleared, we then are very happy to be able to assist.
Okay, sounds great. Now, of course, this all takes funds to take care of these. And you
exactly.
were talking about this earlier, some of your fundraising and your campaign coming up.
Right. So, you know, foundations could not operate without donations. And so that's typically how we do things. And a lot of times people will leave money in memory or honor mm-hmm. of a loved one that's passed away. But currently we are just at the beginning phases of kicking off a capital campaign to build the Health Education Center. And Arvin, you'll hear more about this as time goes forward. And all of your listeners will hear mm-hmm. more about this as time goes forward as well. But it, as you know, Good Samaritan has undergone a building project for the last 5 or 6 years, and we've kind of been in the building mode for a while. It's been kind of a mess. You know, you go over there, you can't find a parking spot, and things are fenced off. Well, we're sort of at the end of that process, but one of the things that was on the tail end of what we called the Beacon Project was a health education center. And so the foundation has taken on the role of trying to raise the funds to build this health education center. And it's going to be used for 3 purposes. It'll seat about 200 people.
Okay.
It'll be attached to the hospital, obviously. And it'll be used for training and education for all of the staff. And, you know, I told you I came out of public education. And I was amazed when I came into healthcare. There's much more education and training that goes on in healthcare than actually goes on in education. So, and that's the way we would want it to be. If you or I were a patient in the hospital, we want that person in our bedside to be as trained as they can be so that they can take good care of us.
Absolutely.
So that'll be one cause of the health education center. The second will be, and you've probably heard about the residency program that's coming to Good Samaritan starting in 2019, internal medicine and psychiatry residents from the Indiana University School of Medicine, which is being built in Evansville, will be coming to Good Samaritan to do their residency. And so we needed a place, an educational center, if you will, for those residents to have when they needed to do some sit-down training, didactic kinds of things. And then the third purpose of the health education center is going to be that we're going to open it to the community.
Oh, okay.
So if you need a place to have a retirement dinner or a wedding reception or a celebration of some kind, that is going to be available to the community, communities as well. You know, we consider ourselves in a service area of about 10 counties. Knox and Lawrence are the two main counties, but we stretch out about a 50-mile radius in all directions from Good Samaritan with about 300,000 people in what we consider our service area.
Wow, very impressive. Okay, somebody's listening right now, and they are very interested. They want to kind of keep up on what the foundation's doing, or they want to even help out the foundation. How can they keep in touch? How can they, you know, keep up to date with you guys?
And we would love that, Arvin. First of all, if you have access to a computer and you're internet savvy, you can go on to the Good Samaritan webpage, which is gshvin.org. That's very simple. Just open that up and look around, and you can find all kinds of information about Good Samaritan. If you're looking for a physician, you can find that information there. But there is a section in that webpage that talks about our foundation, and it's under the little tab called Ways to Give. And it's right above how to pay your bill.
Okay.
So we don't want you to get those two confused. So open that and look around. Also, our telephone number is 812-885-3192. You can contact us that way. You can walk in the door. The foundation office is the first door on the right when you come in the 6th Street entrance. For those of you who've been around a while, that used to be the main entrance. That used to be where the gift shop was. Right. Now it's over in the Gibault Memorial Tower, but we are literally the very first door on the right when you come in the 6th Street entrance. But we would love to hear from you. We would love to tell you our story. And the last thing I would like to say to you, Arvin, is, and a lot of people don't realize this, if you make a donation to the Good Samaritan Foundation, every penny of your donation goes to the cause that you choose it to go to. In other words, part of your donation is not used to pay my salary or the light bill or to keep things going at Good Samaritan. Every dime that is donated to the Good Samaritan Foundation goes to the cause that the person wishes it to go to.
Okay, very well said. He is Gary Hackney. He is the director of the Good Samaritan Foundation. Gary, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.